hear you're having trouble. Lord, I hate to hear that news. If you want to talk about it, you know I will listen till you're through. But if words no longer say it, let me tell you what I always do. I just break off another bottleneck and play these steel guitar blues. People say, ooh, snap out of it. Oh, that's easier said than done. Well, you can hardly move. They're running around having all kinds of fun. Sometimes I think it's better just to sink way down in your funky mood.
Yeah.
Till you can rise up humming these old steel guitar blues. Hum a little of that for me, dog. It all inside with drinking drugs and cigarettes, but you know that's not gonna get you where you wanna get. I got some medicine here that just might shake things loose. Call me in the morning after a dose of these steel guitar blues. This is a steel guitar, by the way, and you play it with a broken bottleneck. Actually, I usually use a broken bottleneck. This is a hand-blown glass slide that somebody made for me.
If I had that thing, I might could play steel guitar.
I loan it to you. Well, we're going to close out this set with one more tune, a great tune that, oddly enough, we both heard from the same man. Doc hearing it in 1935 from Wade Maynor, and me learning it from Wade Maynor like in about 1995.
You know, David, I heard it from another fella before Wade.
Frank Hutchison recorded it before Wade.
Yeah, he had three different recordings of it.
Yeah, he did.
And I like the best. The best one, I think, might have been the last one. But old Wade comes up with a good one, and I believe I'll learn that thing.
Yeah, it's a great version. And Wade is still alive at 98 years old up in Flint, Michigan.
And they tell me he's still playing.
Still playing, and
I'll never make it to 98, son.
I don't know. I think you will.